show. I'm almost out of time, guy. I try and make him crazy. Sometimes I succeed. Join me before my show starts at 12 to 1 on KGO. San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News. Sherry Preston, President Obama's first full day on the job has been a busy one. He called four Middle East leaders. He summoned economic and military advisors for separate meetings. And he told his top White House staff they'd have to accept pay freezes. He also implemented tough new rules on lobbying.
If you are a lobbyist entering my administration, you will not be able to work on matters you lobbied on or in the agencies you lobbied during the previous 2 years.
There will also be a ban on gifts by lobbyists to anyone serving in the administration. There appear to be some small holdups in key cabinet nominees in the Obama administration, however. ABC's Vic Ratner is live in Capitol Hill with details.
Sherry, of three Obama cabinet nominees being considered, Senator Hillary Clinton gets a Senate confirmation vote within the hour. Eric Holder's nomination as Attorney General held up for a week by Republican objections. And Tim Geithner was grilled by a Senate committee today about 4 years of taxes he did not pay on time. Geithner apologized for what he called careless mistakes. Sharing.
ABC's Vic Ratner live at the Capitol. Divers in New York Hudson River have found the left engine of the U.S. Airways jet that landed in the river last week. That'll make the job of the NTSB easier. Meantime, plans are in place for the return of the U.S. Airways pilot to California.
It'll be a hero's welcome when Chesley Sullenberger arrives in his hometown of Danville, east of San Francisco. The mayor is planning a big party. It's expected to be the first time Captain Sullenberger has talked publicly since he landed U.S. Air Flight 1549 on the Hudson River. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is expected to be on hand to honor the pilot.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Thank you, Marley. The Labrador Retriever, same as the one in Marley and Me, has once again been named the most popular dog in the country by the American Kennel Club. Number two on the list, the Yorkie, followed by the German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, the Beagle, and the Boxer. Markets Dow up 291, NASDAQ up 4. You're listening to ABC News.
Real eczema sufferers get real results from Dermarest.
Eczema makes you scratch like a crazy dog.
It gets to the point where you just say, I'm tired of this. I don't want to itch anymore.
I tried Dermarest about a year ago, and ever since then, itching has not been a problem.
If I could recommend a product that works, Dermarest would be it. Immediately, it stopped the itching.
Dermarest eczema works immediately and is clinically proven to moisturize and provide itch relief for 24 hours. Feel your best and look your best with Dermarest.
I'm just so grateful to stop the itching.
You know what it's like. Coffee. The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Uses directive brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
The FDA confirms that the nationwide salmonella outbreak has been traced to a peanut processing plant in Georgia. And the latest contamination involves dog biscuits. The FDA's Dr. Steven Sundloff.
While the risk of animals contracting salmonellosis is minimal, there is risk to humans from handling these products.
In other words, wash your hands thoroughly after giving your pets treats, just to be sure. On February 22nd, Hollywood will honor its best with the Oscars. On February 21st, Hollywood will honor its worst with the Razzies.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Mike Myers definitely will not be thanking the Academy. Instead, he may be cursing the Razzies. Myers, the guru, leads all films with 7 nominations, including Worst Picture and Worst Actor. In that category, he'll compete with the likes of...
So sorry that you're out here with me.
Eddie Murphy and Meet Dave. Al Pacino for 88 Minutes in Righteous Kill. And Mark Wahlberg for Max Payne and...
What's going on?
The Happening, which is a disaster movie, both literally and figuratively. Paris Hilton has 3 nominations for The Hottie and the Naughty and Rebo the Genetic Opera. David Blaustein, ABC News.
A school bus driver from Huntley, Illinois has been found guilty of intentionally slamming on the brakes to throw misbehaving kids from their seats. The driver apparently became frustrated because the kids were acting up, so she braked hard twice. One of the kids had to be sent to the hospital. The driver was sentenced in April. She could spend up to a year in prison for that. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
They say the best defense is a good offense. But when it comes to safe driving, GEICO believes a good defense is, well, a good defense. If you're 50 or older and you complete an approved defensive driving course, you could qualify for a special discount on your GEICO car insurance, up to an additional 10%. Wow, sounds more like a defensive savings course.
For details, visit GEICO.com, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Special discount not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KTO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. 10 detectives from the Danville Police Department and the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office are now investigating the shooting death of a 17-year-old boy. Officials say Ryland Fuchs was allegedly shot during an altercation on the front porch of his home. Median price of a home in the Bay Area dropped 44% last month, down to its lowest level since the year 2000, down now to $320,500. Let's check your traffic now. Here's KGL's Terry Rouse.
In Milpitas, southbound 880 before the Montague Expressway. It's an accident there. It's in the clearing stages, though. Grass fire coming in for San Jose, northbound 87 at Highway 280. Looks like it's on the shoulder near some trees. Serious sore throat sufferers? No, there's nothing like Cepacol to stop sore throat pain fast and lozenges sprays. Cepacol stops pain fast. Pick one up for the office and one for the home. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thank you, Terry. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Cloudy with some afternoon showers. Cooler with highs 55 to 60. Occasional showers tonight. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Of course, as I mentioned, I thought it was remarkable to find the word science uttered by a president of the United States, referring to the mention, the quote, I think, it's off the top of my head, President Obama stated, God, we got to get used to saying that, huh? Restore science to its proper place. I mean, it was a speech that was very crisply written to me. Half sentences that just summed up complex state of affairs that we have been left with. And to restore science to its proper place, implying something had been done to science's proper place. And sleeping dogs lie. You know what that was all about. Anyway, it is with embarrassment I have to report to you today a Mississippi lawmaker introducing a bill to require textbooks to include a disclaimer that evolution is a controversial theory and to advise students to believe otherwise. And he gets into the word theory. First of all, this one man terribly besmirches the reputation of the great state of Mississippi. You have to be very careful. You know, in media, we tend to focus and promulgate things widely that are disproportionate to reality. A good example, this is an easy example for me. We're going back in history now. During the Loma Prieta earthquake, when it looked like all of San Francisco was burning down, you turn on the television and you see different angles of this one house that was on fire. From the sky, from the right, from the left, from top to bottom, and repeated every 4 seconds over and over, and it just looked like a total conflagration. And listen to me, in that earthquake, it was quite remarkable that 99.9% of all structures and buildings withstood it and didn't collapse. But you know how we emphasize the negative. So you got to be very careful not to judge people in Mississippi because of one person who is still living in the year 1850. And he doesn't understand the word theory. You know, theory technically is a theory, but it's used more loosely in science than many people think. For instance, okay, I said for instance, that means I got to follow up, don't I? The cell theory. All living things are made of cells. It's not a theory, that's a fact. But it's called the cell theory. Theory of gravitation. In other words, things that we do understand that are factual still get tagged with the name theory. Evolution happened. Get over it. Even the Pope accepts it. Don't send me emails. Well, I don't believe in the Pope. Yeah, he's hardcore, right? All right, this is important. This is a science of hand washing. We get asked these questions all the time. And, you know, the bottom line, I'm actually reading, I'm extracting and going to add my own stuff to a piece in the USA Today. It's cold and flu season, etc. You're supposed to scrub vigorously with soap and water until lather appears, get between your fingers and your fingernails. And when we, sir, started in medical school and you first start your surgery rotations, they teach you the surgical scrub, which has to be
I don't remember, to tell you the truth. A certain number of minutes, 5 minutes each hand. You use brushes, special antiseptic solutions. And it's been a few years since I've scrubbed up, so maybe things have changed. But nevertheless, the more you do it, the better you are. You're 24% less likely to get a respiratory illness. You're 50% less likely to get a stomach bug if you do that. Do this. But it is a friction, as I've told you, and the duration. Soap can help, but it's not important, even with water. Soap is better, but it's the friction. There's nothing antiseptic, right, about soap. Germs will grow in soap. It says here, most infections, 80%, are transported by touch. I have to think about that. And then you have to, you see the surveys that 92% of Americans say we always wash after using a public restroom. But when people hid in a restroom, not 92% of you didn't. And when people wash their hands, 33% only use soap and 16% do an adequate wash. Average hand washing time is 11 seconds. We have talked before. Hey, is it really dirty? I mean, is your urine dirty? Is touching yourself dirty? Well, it depends what yourself means and where you are. But here is trying to compare paper towels, the heat blowers, and blah, blah, blah. And there is a little bit of controversy. It says here the heat blowers can blow germs into the air. I'm not so sure I believe this. Paper towel, cloth roller towel, warm force air dryer, and spontaneous room air evaporation, all about equal in removing germs. And I kind of believe that. Forced air drying left slightly more bacteria on hands, paper towels a little less, because paper towels can be abrasive and they can wipe off germs. And then there's the question of whether the blowers actually will get your hands dry. Here's a report from 1993 that because of the time they take, people generally get their hands only 50% dry before giving up, which makes cross-contamination a little more likely later on. I'll tell you something. There is a kind of dryer. I've not seen a lot of them in the United States, made by that Dyson guy. The vacuum cleaner guy who invented the new vacuum, new type vacuum cleaner where you don't have to change the bags, et cetera, et cetera. There's a dryer out there. It is remarkable, friends. It looks like you're putting your hands in a bucket. You take your arm and you stick your arm in there, and then it says just pull your arm out slowly, and your arm comes out and your hands perfectly dry. How do it do that? Well, it does it in a way like a car wash dries your car. You know those high-pressure blowers, the last step after the car wash, and it just, where the force of air just blows the moisture away. This is the same thing. You really feel it. It feels like something is grabbing your arm. It's just the air blast that surrounds your hands. They're probably expensive. Probably in these hard times, no one's going to want to install them in a lot of public restrooms. But anyway, in Europe, they have them, like so many other things. Music teachers order to wear earmuffs. Now, this is maybe the essence of nanny government. It's happening in England because they're talking about all the kids taking cornet lessons. When was the last kid you saw taking a cornet lesson? They say one honk of a cornet because kids, when they're learning, the beginners tend to blast away much louder than professionals who can get the finer and softer intonations out of an instrument. And standing, it says here, in front of the direct fire of instruments like the flute, the oboe, can you play the oboe? The saxophone can become risky after 15 minutes. It's reasonable, classical musicians get hearing loss. It's not just rock and rollers. There is a curve that relates to how long you're exposed and to how much you are exposed to. Well, now your kid is fat because of family stress. Living in a stressful household raises a kid's risk of becoming obese. This is a Swedish study. Compared with 5 to 6 year old children living in families with low stress, aged matched children from high stress families, twice the risk for obesity. We do turn to food to comfort us. Thus the description, comfort food. And the other question here, of course, is high stress families, what else is going on? Right? They looked at family stress from illness, death, divorce, unemployment, exposure to violence. relationship issues in the parents, lack of social support, worries about children's health and development, etc. And I guess the question I would ask, because these studies are so hard to do, is what other things are going on in a high-stress family that might lead a kid to eat more? Maybe high-stress families buy crummier food. Maybe high-stress families, mom and dad, are eating more. They try to control for those things, but it, you know, always allows for a little skepticism. I didn't hear this the first time. Casting doubt in a study that was published last year that pregnant women who eat a bowl of cereal every morning are more likely to have a boy. Last year, the study found 740 pregnant women whose diets were analyzed, those who ate breakfast cereal every day, around the time of conception, more likely to have a baby boy than women who rarely ate cereal. It isn't far-fetched because, you know, whether you get a boy or a girl determines on who swims the fastest. There's boy sperm, girl sperm. And I could see food intake slightly altering fluids in a woman's reproductive tract, right? Maybe acid-base balance, maybe magnesium, some other element that would alter the swimming ability of sperm leading to boys. Either way, they redid the study, and I'm happy to report it doesn't seem to matter what you eat. Hey, I think this is a good idea. It's always a little scary for me to see how medicine becomes commercialized, and I think some of it is good. And some of it is bad. I like the drop-in clinics. I like the fact that the free marketplace creates innovation to make medical care more available. In other words, if you have a minor problem, minor scratch, why should you sit 5 hours in an already crowded emergency room when you can go to one of these urgent care centers and get good care? You agree? Even things like, you know, hemorrhoid clinics and clinics that try to deal with specialties, in my experience, often do a pretty good job. And yet, of course, there will be forces to attempt to counter that. And we can argue about it another time. But I, to lead into this, I get my flu shot. I get it at Safeway. It's so darn convenient. I want a flu shot and want to go to a clinic or a doctor. You got to make an appointment. You got to go to the waiting room. You got to wait. You got to deal with the whole thing. Medicare won't pay for the visit to see the doctor or the nurse, blah, blah, blah. So here is a department store in the mall. Has teamed up with a breast cancer screening place in the lingerie department. And they're so far very, very happy with the results. It's digital. By the time the woman gets to the escalator in the store, the scan is back at the hospital, read by two doctors. My only fear in anything that's taken off-site, and by off-site, I mean these independent clinics where you are trusted with how to deal with the results, is that you don't deal with them properly. Within the care, under the care and watchful eye of your physician, your doctor's going to know how to react to it. So when you get these results, just because, I guess, for instance, you go to one of these shopping mall clinics and you get a cholesterol level and it's high or low. That's a good idea. It's low. And you think, hey, I don't have to worry about heart disease. Just skip your next appointment with your cardiologist. Don't do that. Incorporate these findings into rational care. As you know, speaking of rational care, it is entirely irrational, the rules and the laws and the situation with various herbs and supplements. Here, a whole bunch of people in a hospital taking I can say penis, right? I'm a doctor, a penis pill from China. The name is not going to help you because it gets changed, Nongen. And it is, the websites sell this for $10 a pill, and it's marketed as 100% herbal, but it does have ingredients like donkey kidney and deer antler, but it also has some other very, very toxic prescription medication used to treat diabetes. Listen, we're having trouble trusting many Chinese products that you put in your mouth. And this, if it's a mess in this country with our regulations, you can imagine you're taking a chance. Please don't do that. All right? This is extremely dangerous. You should know what you're taking. Call me if you have a problem. This is a piece not conclusive. I can't give you major conclusions here. It's just something if you feel alone in this. It's postcoital depression. And a lot of people report feeling down after sex. A lot of people, avoid sex because of this. A lot of people feel more energetic. They don't want to go all the way through the process. We've talked about people who have these issues or surrounding orgasm. And a lot of it has to do with just not wanting to feel the lack of your sex drive and your libido. And, you know, some folks here profiled in this piece experience intense dysphoria. You know, that's just really feeling horrible. That lasts too long, and those folks need, you know, need help. And they're talking here about some research on the brain. This is never done here. You want to do research on orgasm, you're not going to do it in the United States because we are still the most uptight peoples on earth when it comes to sex, period, right? They discovered a sharp decrease in the activity in the amygdala during orgasm. Now, that's a brain region involved in processing fearful stimuli. So aside from causing pleasure, sex clearly lowers fear and anxiety. And a lot of you know that instinctively. It's why sex is a good thing. We agree on that, don't we? Now, the research literature, if you go and start trying to dig into this in medical journals on sex-induced depression, you're not going to find a lot on this post-coital blues thing, but it is real. And every doctor has seen this. And we don't think it's a deep, dark psychological problem. You know, psychoanalysts used to have a ball with this, but it has a lot to do with chemistry. And everybody has a different amount of neurotransmitters and neuroreceptors in the brain, and we all react differently to everything. All right, on a similar subject, we come back, you walk into a room, it's a cocktail party, and across the room you see someone, you just have got to meet that person. And you do, and then within a minute the sparks are flying. What's the chemistry of that? Is it real? Should you follow up on your feelings and sparks, or just walk away? That and more coming right up. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I am Dr. Dean Adell. We'll be right back.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I've got a brand new vacuum system. It's called the Orrick Power Team. You get two amazingly powerful, incredibly light vacuums for the price of one. Give us a call at 1-877-ORRICK-21 and find out which new Orrick Power Team, starting as low as $299, is right for you. Call 1-877-ORRICK-21 or visit us at orrick.com.
I created Airborne as a second grade teacher to help support my immune system. Thanks to positive word of mouth from customers like you, Airborne became the number one best-selling immune support dietary supplement in America. 3 years ago, I sold Airborne to a private equity group and went on to raise my growing family. During this time, however, I became increasingly unhappy with how Airborne was being managed, and so in October of 2008, I bought it back. It's great to be back in the driver's seat at Airborne as we return to the fundamentals that brought this brand to prominence. I'd also like to take a moment to say thank you so much for your loyalty to the product I created over 10 years ago. Airborne is number one for a reason, and if you've used it, you know. If you haven't, ask someone who has. Thank you again for your continued loyalty to Airborne.
Find Airborne at Walmart, Costco, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and other fine stores.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Dr. Dean Adel. His intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. Woo-hoo!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Marianne. How you doing, Marianne?
Dr. Dean Adel.
Mm-hmm.
Last February, I called and let you know I had Eagle syndrome, where the bone in my styloid had elongated and was pressing into the depth of my throat towards my tongue, area. I did have the surgery, and it went very well. Thank God I had that out. But all the symptoms that I've had on the right side of my face have not gone away. And I'm, for the last 3 days, I'm having a very twitchy right eye. It will not stop twitching.
Oh, I'm interested in that. Tell me about the twitching. It's the eyelids that are twitching, right?
Well, it's a spasm-like, muscly area that supports around your eye on the outside edge of my right eye, which is the same side of my face that I had the surgery. But the styloid bone, they enter through the side of my neck.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether that could have an influence. Without getting into the how unusual, I mean, a styloid bone's a bone most people haven't heard about. It's an unusual, very small bone supporting your base of your tongue and in the mouth there, and you got to look in a skeleton to see what it is. But could that have influenced the nerve that innervates the muscles that go around your eye? I think probably not. Spasms of the eye are very, very common. We don't know what causes them. Once we blamed it on coffee, another time we blamed it on stress. It's just when it gets out of hand. It's called blepharospasm. And it is one of the first, maybe among the first use or two for Botox. That's what Botox was developed for, to paralyze these muscles, because you can get so much spasm in the eyelids you can't see, because it just, you know, slams the eye closed. So I'm going to guess it's not related, because we get a lot of calls on it. And how would we know? It's a hackneyed example. I apologize. But people who don't smoke get lung cancer. So you can't always, you know, take cause and effect and draw the what seems like a logical conclusion. So because twitching in the eye is so common and it usually goes away, and that's what I'm going to say to you, give it a little bit and see if it doesn't go away, and then we can talk about it later on, because it can be fixed if it gets annoying to you. I'm just going to guess it's not related. How's that? All right, Muriel, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air.
I just heard you talking about the hand dryers, the blowers, and I just wanted to let you know that the new Academy of Sciences in San Francisco has those.
Oh.
And they work fabulously. They're just wonderful. But the funny story is the newspaper reported when they were having the early preview days and all the parties and things that some gentleman mistook the blower for a urinal.
Yes, I can see that. He'd have to be tall to manage that, and I can just see the signs he'll have to put up. Just not to laugh at the gentleman. I think I've told this story once before. The very, very first patient I ever saw in my life as a medical student, we walked into this guy's room with my partner. We were scared. Oh my gosh, talk about our hearts pounding through our chests. And they teach you, when you start examining a patient, you remove a patient's dentures because you're looking for tumors and growths and lesions in the roof of the mouth, etc. So my partner takes out the guy's dentures and plops them in a glass by the bedside and picked up the urinal and filled it with water. We were smart. He was smart enough to think you're supposed to fill the denture glass with water. But in our nervousness, he picked up, because everything was stainless steel. So the water carafe and the urinal, similar shape. You think we spent a lot of time in the hospital? You know, we're second-year medical students. Of course not. You know, we've been in a classroom. So these are the kind of things we didn't know. The best part of the story, because it's kind of typical of what many physicians are accused of, and that is we tried to justify it. And so my partner just started spouting off all this stuff, how this has become standard operating procedure in the hospital, and that urine can be very sterilizing because urine is sterile, there's no germs, and so they discovered there's factors in urine that'll keep the dentures clean. And we went on and examined this poor fellow with a straight face from start to finish. And bless his soul, because patients can be so sweet and so nice. Patients can be awfully obnoxious also at other times and combative. But this guy, he just lied there and accepted it. So I now switch to the heading of doctors will get off the pedestals when people get off their knees. And if a doctor fills your denture cup full of urine, speak up. You know, we're not always right, but we are so intimidated, aren't we? We are so intimidated by that white coat. And anyway, the story speaks for itself, doesn't it? All right, we come back, we're going to talk about the laws of attraction, some research trying to explain to us why, in a minute, you are attracted to somebody and what you should do about it, all right? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Barack Obama has ordered new ethics rules to ensure his administration makes a clean break from business as usual and is more accountable. It was just one action in a flurry of activity during his first full day as president today. Median home price in the Bay Area down 44% to $320,500 since the year 2000. That word from MDA DataQuick. And Danville police are investigating the shooting death of a 17-year-old Danville boy. Ryland Fuchs was shot on his own front porch last night. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Cloudy this afternoon with some light showers. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. As a radio host, a Fox News Channel contributor, and a New York Times bestselling author, I've got a reputation to uphold. So when I tell you about a work-from-home opportunity, one where you can earn serious money, you know it's for real. I've been telling my audience for years about IncomeAtHome55.com. Why? Because in an economy where nearly 6 million people will lose their jobs, IncomeAtHome55.com is adding people in record numbers, and they're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. IncomeAtHome55.com. Is the way real people just like you and me are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you to succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. Part-time, full-time, you decide. And listen, IncomeAtHome55.com is giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. That's www.IncomeAtHome55. That's the number 55. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you. For free, every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 28educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. Get a free personality test, a $75 value at 28educationmatching.com. The number 28educationmatching.com. That's 28educationmatching.com.
Love to travel and need a perfect gift for Valentine's Day? Book your next trip to Mexico at KGO Travel and bring your loved one along for free. Book now through February 2nd and KGO Travel's offering a buy one, get one flight free special to warm, tropical, all-inclusive resorts in Puerto Vallarta like La Estancia, Villa del Palmar Flamingos, Dreams Villa Maña, Hotel Buenaventura, and Crown Paradise Club. Also in Los Cabos at Villa Estancia and Villa del Arco, and the Palace Resorts located at Great destinations like Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, Cozumel, Isla Mujeres, and Playa Car. Best of all, when you buy one flight before February 2nd, you get one flight free, so you can bring your loved one along too. Based on a five-night package, certain restrictions and blackout dates do apply, so hurry and call the pros at KGO Travel to get your free flight. Call 866-KGO-9596. That's 866-KGO-9596. Travel provided by Happy Vacations and Yankee Clipper.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, you strike up a conversation with someone you never met before, and whether you admit it to yourself or not, after 2 minutes or so, you know. You know if you're attractive to him or her, or if you're not. If you're single, you're interested. If you're happily involved with someone, well, you're careful. And this particular line of research, and it's based on the work of Helen Fisher, says she thinks that what happens during that first conversation is how well your personality types match up. Now, there are those who would say it's physical. You have to see the person. I would counter with that. Something I've observed and learned from kids and others is about the online world, where people meet each other online and develop an attraction without ever seeing that person in the flesh, and often without even seeing a photograph. You can develop an attraction and feel something for someone that you've never seen or met. So it supports her idea that your personality type is very important. What I find is going to be difficult here is that she feels there's four personality types based on the major neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, testosterone, estrogen, which are hormones, right? And she says there are four distinct personality types. The explorer, which is high dopamine. That's the novelty-seeking, creative type. The high serotonin person, called the builder, cautious, conventional, managerial. Testosterone creates the director, a pumped-up, aggressive, single-minded, analytical person. And the negotiator, more like women. Estrogen influence, empathetic, idealistic, a big-picture kind of a thinker. And so it goes. I'm throwing that into the mix because one of the great mysteries, isn't it? One of the great mysteries in life is, what's all that about? And so much, I mean, if you really think about it, so much of your life, if not the most important thing in your life, is your relationship. It's everything. It's everything. Determining whether you have a miserable life or a happy life, don't you think? Okay, let's, Heather, come on. I can't tell the people that about you. Let's talk to John. How you doing, John? Welcome to the program. How you doing, John?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm fine, sir.
Well, President Obama, as you may or may not know, is considering a private public, he's considering a lot of things as far as fixing the healthcare system in the United States. And one of the things he's thinking about is some type of a program of using public hospitals, private hospitals, and so on. Of course, nothing is set in stone.
Yes.
I got to thinking today while I was driving around saying, you know, if Health and Human Services and the FDA and the Surgeon General were all sitting in a room and President Obama got up and said, Dr. Dean, come in here and give me your thoughts, what would you say?
Thanks. Thanks for that, I'd say. I'd say, may I go to the restroom, please? You're asking a tough one. I got to tell you, I suffer because I can't come up with an answer. And let's talk about Obama's plan, and let's talk about what's going to work. I guess my conclusion right now is there is no one best plan for everything. I would warn folks that as we make general care available to everybody, what will suffer are the less common instances where fabulous, incredible, high-tech care saves lives. And we compare ourselves, say, to Canada and to England. If you're going to have some phenomenally technical, fancy, fancy, fancy operation, you're more likely to die elsewhere. You will survive more easily here. But if you're talking about basic care like pediatrics and gynecology, et cetera, you would probably be happier in another country because it is not something we do well. So what I like about the Obama plan, and like you said, boy, you hit the nail on the head, is that nothing's set in stone, is that he's not allowing himself to be pulled to one extreme or the other. He's not going for the one-payer plan, the single provider, i.e., more like a national health service like they have, say, in England. And I could sit here all day long and tell you problems with that system. And those of you, you know, who's, you know, saw the documentary Sicko, there are a lot of distortions in that. So don't get all glassy-eyed. I've talked to French doctors, etc. And there's good and there's bad about their system, and there is good and bad about our system. So Obama is kind of going to go up the middle. So he's not going to leave things as they are, and he's not going to go for the single-payer plan. And what they want to do is use the existing system, use existing providers and plans to be able to make healthcare more affordable and affordable to more people. So I also must say, this idea that we get something for free is crazy. When I, and listen, I'm in a higher tax bracket, so I understand the bite, and I'm willing to have that bite. Because I understand if you want all the goodies, it costs money. Grow up. You can't just keep lowering taxes, right? I mean, you can make government efficient, more efficient. We all know that, but there's a limit. If you want fancy, I mean, travel. You want to see how it works in other countries. Travel. And you see some really horrible things. We are much better off. And you see some things and say, why don't we have that in America? Why does our infrastructure look like such crap? Right? You got to pay for it. So Obama wants to pay for, you know, health care by, you know, rolling back Bush tax cuts for the wealthier Americans. Now, I may be one of those, and I'm willing. I'll raise my hand. Count me in. Count me in. I feel blessed to live in this country. I don't mind paying for the opportunity that I have had to become who I am. And this idea here from ultra-conservatives that somehow it's all going to happen and we're not going to, and the money is going to grow on trees, forget about it. So, you know, the tax credits and, you know, it's good things. He, you know, wants to get them to cover pre-existing conditions. He wants to squeeze the insurance industry a little bit, but he's going to leave them intact. They'll be happy. He's going to leave them intact. And some businesses are going to get tax credits, and big businesses are going to have to come up with care. And I think one of the most important things that I don't see strong emphasis, and I guess, John, if you were to ask me what I'd say in that room, is one thing I feel strongly about is help people stay away from doctors. Help people know when to go to the emergency room, when to wake up the pediatrician in the middle of the night. If we could just remove people from doctor's offices and emergency rooms who don't need to be there because they're a little neurotic and they're the worried well, and evolving systems that, you know, screen people first. And if we could take people out of the system who aren't really sure when they, listen, bottom line, 80% of the time when you go to a doctor, you didn't have to go. It's a total waste of your time and your money. And that's a generic kind of a figure that we use and depends upon the specialty. That is a huge, huge cost. A lot of you insist on that annual physical. If we could eliminate that and just get the tests that you need instead of putting your doctor in a position to have to do all these tests on you that have not been shown to yield dividends. So I would see combinations of savings. And then the most important of all, John, I would say is motivate Americans to take care of themselves. So much of our illness, it's not the system's fault, it's not the doctor's fault, and in some cases, of course, it's not your fault, but in many cases, it is. I don't want to punish you. I'm not into the health criminal stuff. I don't want to punish you for what you've done to yourself. The disease you have is your punishment enough. But what I want to do is find ways to motivate people to take care of themselves, to enjoy it. We've done it with cigarettes. We kept cigarettes legal, and we went from an almost 50% smoking rate down to 20%. That is a hell of an accomplishment. So if we can do that for other stuff without nanny government telling us what to do and passing all the rules and laws, and we did it with cigarettes, with public education, and without taxing it into oblivion or making it illegal, we can do it with other things. So kind of a, you know, what can I tell you, a generic answer to a not-so-generic question. Heather, don't ever put that guy back on the air again, okay? Thank you. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J shreds L.A. Buy a board, don't delay.
Great, awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
3630.
Back to the program. Let's talk to Alex. How you doing, Alex?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Dean. I'm a big fan of yours, and Glenn Tillum, I want to say, first of all.
Thank you, sir.
And my question is on those eye care products, particularly, I think it's called Hydralyze. They claim to take away, you know, the severe bags under the eyes and dark circles, things of that nature. And that stuff is not really cheap. It's somewhat expensive. And then, you know, they have other products at Walgreens, things like that. But I guess my question is that stuff, does it really work to any degree?
Of course not. And I think you knew that before you called, or you wouldn't have called me. If you, you know, if you've been suckered in like so many people are by so many products, that's not the calls we get. We get the calls from people who put on their skeptical hats with everything and go, wait a second, can this be? First of all, let's talk about the situations. Circles, dark circles under your eyes. There's only a couple of causes of this, and it's not what you hear in the infomercials and the ads. It's either an increasing in pigment as you grow, and everybody who looks at their past realizes you either have, you know, skin pigment has a lot to do with ethnicity and your genes, and pigment in many places in the body gets darker with age, so you can have pigment under your eyes. You can have the fat tissue in your lids can start to bulge and create shadows in that region that makes it look like dark circles. Or you can get swelling and edema in that part of the body. And I think that's often the case with many folks, and here's why it's confusing. When you lie down and go to sleep, all the fluids in your body kind of equalize. When you stand up, gravity does its thing, and all the fluid in your body, and when I mean fluid between your cells, edema fluid, goes down to your ankles. That's why at the end of the day, your ankles swell a little bit. And most people have a little swelling in their eyes when they wake up in the morning, which is normal. As the day progresses, it gets better because it drains. I'm sure you've all noticed that. That's why you go, you just woke up, didn't you? That's the look. You can tell it's puffy eyes. The eyelids are among the most delicate tissues in the body, in that if you had kidney disease and your body started to generally retain fluids, the first place you'd see it would be in the eyes, because that tissue is so loose, so any interstitial fluid begins to show there. And then whatever you do in the morning, you get up and you put any kind of nonsense on your face, you go, by noon you say, hey, it went down, look at that, my eyes aren't as swollen. And you think it's a product when actually it's just normal physiology. So I would, I'd stay away from any product that makes any of those promises, all right? Let's talk to Steve in East Moline, Illinois. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Doctor. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
My question is, how long does it take for your lungs to improve after you quit smoking?
Well, that's a very good question. For some issues, and I don't want to, believe me, would never want to discourage anybody who manages to quit smoking. For some things, your risk of disease after you quit smoking may stay higher than people who never smoked for the rest of your life. It'll continue to go down and down and down. But you see people after 20, 30 years of quitting with an increase in kidney cancer, increase even in lung cancer, etc. But it definitely gets better. There may be evidence in terms of black. When you cut open the lung of a smoker and you see all that black crap, some of that may stay there for many, 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 many years. In terms of if you have lung disease that has started, and by that I mean a breakdown in the walls of your lungs, it's called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, an older term, emphysema. You surely have heard of that. That cannot reverse itself. That's all the more reason to quit. Because if it's a continuing process, you want to stop it where it is, take a breath and say, well, at least I'll be able to breathe like this for the rest of my life. So while your lungs may be slow to heal, depending upon what you measure is the way I would answer your question. So in terms of your risk for cancer, in terms of respiratory capacity, in terms of, you know, all this other stuff. So it's a complex, it's a more complex question, Steve. In the meantime, it is way better for your lungs to quit than to keep smoking. Simple, right? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here. Stay tuned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Does your current economic situation have you looking for something new? Are you looking to own your very own business? International World of Vacations offers you the freedom to be your own boss. With International World of Vacations, you can own your own online travel company, complete with a custom website, easy-to-use software, and a live 24-hour call center to support your business. Make over 80% of the travel commissions and even earn free travel. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call toll-free 866-498-6388.
I planned a family vacation that produced over $4,000 in commissions.
The Small Business Journal named International World of Vacations one of the top 5 best business opportunities in the country today. Take control and enjoy financial freedom. International World of Vacations offers a 30-day refund policy. So visit forloveoftravel.com. That's the number 4, loveoftravel.com. Or call 866-498-6388 to get started today.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-214-8494. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-214-8494. 888-214-8494. That's 888-214-8494.
For the shipping.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Mindy. How you doing, Mindy? How can I help you?
Hi, Dr. Adele. So I have a 9-year-old son who has sensory integration dysfunction. He's low tone with, you know, poor gross and fine motor skills, but, you know, pretty much a normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a whole other thing separately, you know, he's been seeing an ENT. He's scheduled to have an adenoidectomy and his turbinates cauterized because his ears are always clogged. His adenoids were enlarged. He's a mouth breather. No sleep apnea, no snoring. Even today at school, he was tested for speech, and the speech pathologist told him, well, his tongue moves oddly, but he's pronouncing the words correctly.
Okay.
So I want to know, from an occupational therapy standpoint, if there's a correlation between some of these adenoid and tonsil issues with, you know, the whole vestibular system and the sensory issues.
Because I'd be very careful. You sound really smart, and you're attempting to resolve issues, I think, that lifelong experts would not agree upon. I get queasy with some of the things that you said in terms of adenoids and tonsils. I saw a study, for instance, that kids with apnea, which you said your child doesn't have, are more likely to have ADHD issues and inner sensory integration issues. We don't know what it all means. I've seen kids who are total complete klutzes that, you know, can play Beethoven at 8 years of age. I don't know how you define these things. The tongue is a great example that you mentioned. It's like, let me think. It's like watching an unconventional golfer whose swing just doesn't look right, or baseball player, yet they whack that ball a mile. You know, who's going to question it? We are all different in this respect. So I'd be very careful of, I guess here's what I want to say. I'd be careful of labeling something as abnormal or a disease that may be just a point on a bell-shaped curve that all we humans fall upon. If that curve is bimodal, by that I mean there's two humps, then maybe you're looking at a separate condition. It's like the argument about dyslexia. If you put all people and their reading scores on a curve, it's usually a bell-shaped curve. Well, for it to be a disease, we either say there's a separate category or we just define it. It's like obesity. We define obesity as a lower 5%, the higher 5%, and skinny as the lower 5%. Well, that's arbitrary. Somebody made that up. And the rest of us have to deal with it, think of ourselves as abnormal, or label it as a disease. Sounds like your boy's doing okay. Deal with the ENT issues. And I kind of doubt that they have anything to do with vestibular issues. And I'm not a big fan of all of that, by the way. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adele. We'll be back in the next program. Please join us. Until then, be well.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 3000 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 3000. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 3000. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you will receive a